This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the visiting Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumaradesanaike are underway in New Delhi. Both leaders will hold discussions on the issues of mutual interest. The visiting dignitary was accorded a ceremonial reception at the forecourts of Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi welcomed Mr. Desanaike. The Sri Lankan President also paid floral tributes to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, at Rajghat. The Sri Lankan president, who is on a three-day visit to India, arrived in New Delhi on Sunday. He was received by Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan. The Sri Lankan president is scheduled to meet President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar this evening. This is the first bilateral visit of the President Desanaike to India since he assumed presidency. The Rajya Sabha today began a special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India, with Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman leading the charge from the Treasury benches to hit out at the opposition on the issue of freedom of expression and protecting the Constitution. Initiating the discussion, she cited the then Congress government's decision to jail the famous lyricist Majruh Sultanpuri and veteran actor Balraj Sahni for criticizing the rule in 1949. The minister also listed the books and films banned during the opposition rule to slam the Congress. Ms. Sitharaman alleged that Congress brazenly kept amending the constitution to help a family and protect those in power instead of strengthening democracy. She also targeted the Congress for imposing emergency in the country, saying the term of the Lok Sabha was extended during the emergency without proper justification, and during the extended term, the entire opposition was put to jail. The minister asserted that BJP has always been committed for the welfare of women and women reservation. She added that despite having a brute majority, the then Rajiv Gandhi government did not bring the women reservation bill, but her government passed the legislation to provide quota to women in Lok Sabha and state assemblies. Ms. Sitharaman asserted that the BJP government is committed to protect the constitution. Ms. Sitharaman also listed out the achievements of the Narendra Modi government in various sectors. Leader of opposition in the House, Mallikarjun Kharge, accused the government of undermining the constitution. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have expressed grief on the demise of tabla maestro Zakir Hussain. In a social media post, President Draupadi Murmu said, "Ustad Zakir Hussain was a bridge between the musical traditions of India and the West." She called his death a great loss to the world of music. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said, "A renowned tabla legend who took Indian classical music to the global stage, Zakir Hussain leaves behind a rich legacy and an indelible imprint on Bharat's cultural landscape." In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Zakir Hussain will be remembered as a true genius who revolutionized the world of Indian classical music. The nation is remembering its martyrs on the occasion of Vijay Diwas, commemorating India's victory over Pakistan in 1971 war. Rich tributes are being paid to the martyrs who laid down their lives during the war. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the nation honours the courage and sacrifice of the brave soldiers who contributed to India's historic victory in 1971. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh also saluted the bravery and sacrifice of the India's armed forces on the occasion of Vijay Diwas today. South Korea's Constitutional Court today began reviewing the impeachment of President Yoon Suk-yeol over his attempted martial law on the 3rd of December. This marks the beginning of a process to decide if the president will be removed from office. Investigators are set to question him later this week. President Yoon and a number of senior officials face potential charges of insurrection for the short-lived martial law. In the third cricket test of Border Gavaskar Trophy at the Gabba in Brisbane, India were 51 for 4 in their first innings against Australia when rain stopped the third day's play at stumps. And that is the end of this news bulletin.